Cei bună băiți amici doși, din ei dovei o meilu, din sene călăchei nu de soi rosă po. Cei bună băiți amici doși, din ei dovei o meilu, iva tuin mira buona cuora toi.
Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Well, this is actually the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and it's certainly appropriate that we're listening to Shei Yibona Beis HaMikdash in the background, just coming back from 2 weeks' stay in Israel and a good part of it in Yerushalayim. Very, very exciting trip. It's part of my semi-annual Chizuk missions, going to Israel once in the spring and then once in the fall to be in Hebron for Chaye Sarah. The group was sponsored by AFSI, Americans for Safe Israel. We certainly go to places that most people don't even know exist, or if they do, it seems like some sort of a foreign country. We go to Kidumim, Ariel, Yitzhar, Hebron, Bethel, Gush Etzion, all the wonderful places in Israel. We were in the Golan checking out the Syrian and the Lebanese borders, and every time I go to Israel, almost twice a year, we go to the Temple Mount. Part of our group, go with a group of about 30 people. About half the group goes in the morning, 7:30. We're waiting to get entry to go up to the mount, and it's usually a very humiliating experience because the Christian line just moves right through. But if you're wearing a yarmulke, you have to show your passport, and you have to stand around for a half hour, an hour, before you're allowed up there. And once you're up there, you're surrounded by a dozen Israeli police and a dozen Arabs checking to make sure that you don't pray. Although it's somewhat humiliating experience, it's important. We feel it's important that we make a statement that we are not scared away. We go with Rabbi Richman, who is with the Temple Mount Association, and he guides us around to make sure that we go to the proper areas of the mount. A few days before our trip, we were told that the entire hotel that we were going to be staying in Jerusalem during Yom Yerushalayim celebration had been taken over by the Trump delegation. And fortunately, we were able to get alternate accommodations. It just was a wonderful, wonderful time to be in Jerusalem. The previous Shabbos, we stayed in Sfat. Just a stirring experience, staying in the beautiful Ramon Inn. Wherever we went, there was Arab construction, legal and illegal, by and large, mainly illegal. But and I'm going to talk about tents or huts, but magnificent multi-story homes. You just can't believe what's going on with the Arab construction. But despite all this, it's always exhilarating to be in Haaretz. And particularly wonderful to be with a group of like-minded Jews and some Christians who share a love for the country, for the people, and who believe that the entire land of biblical Israel belongs to the Jews. Anyway, that's just some brief comments about the stay in Jerusalem and throughout Israel. We're in Haifa, visiting some new startup biotech company. What a country. What do they want from us? Anyway, I just want to give you a heads up that on the 11th, which is Sunday, it's next week, I'm going to be at Park East Synagogue giving my Yeshiva's World presentation. That's Park East at 163 East 67th Street. It's 9:45. The Men's Club is sponsoring it, but they do request that you RSVP. So they're going to have a magnificent breakfast. Call 212-737-6900, 212-737-6900 to RSVP. There's a modest charge. I've given this presentation 8 times in Israel, in Ranana and Netanya, and several times in Yerushalayim, and probably given this a few dozen times throughout the metropolitan area. Yosla's World. I bring an old original Victrola from 1905 and play original records, the old 78s. And whenever I have played those recordings for people, they agree that they have never heard Rosenblatt properly. You see, these old records were meant to be played with a simple steel needle digging into it. These steel needles, by the way, you're supposed to throw them away after 2 or 3 maybe 4 playings of a record. They weren't meant to be redigitized and remastered. It loses something. So if you want to see something rather special, I bring the old Victrola, and I give a discussion about the invention of sound recordings, because it so impacted the world of Chazonus, and particularly Rosenblatt. He was born in 1882. When he was 18 years old, 1900, that's when recording the first cylinder records were made, and then the discs. And it was Rosenblatt who was in the right place at the right time to take advantage of this new method of sharing the incredible music. Prior to that, of course, what did you have? You had to go to shul to hear a chazan. Anyway, I hope you can make it. Again, it's on the 11th at Park East Synagogue, and I'd be very happy to say hello to many of you who are great fans of Chazonus. I promise you'll find it extremely, extremely interesting. Okay, let's get to the Chazonus, the Chazanut. Moshe Kuzovitsky with Hashem Moloch. We haven't heard this for quite a while. Let me make sure I have it. Okay. Hashem Moloch Geyos Lovesh Lovesh Hashem Ois Yisazah Mighty Nothing like him, Moshe Koussevitzky, and that Mayim Rabim, the running waters. He does that. It's rather very, very special, very special. Pointed out to me many, many years ago by my friend Cantor Rosenblum. Rosenblum. Let's go next to Ritzei Vimnuchasenu. This is another selection of Moshe Koussevitzky.
Oh,
Wonderful Moshe Koussevitzky. He was something, wasn't he? He died in 1966. That was before I discovered Chazonis. You know the story. I discovered it in 1977 at the age of 41. I missed out on Moshe, but I love to hear the stories about how people would go from one synagogue to the other, where David was singing on a Shabbos, and they let out early there, they would run over to hear him at Bethel or vice versa. And there were always the arguments as to who was the greater. Of course, I don't like to get involved with those issues. Okay, you know that Malofsky is one of my favorite cantors, Shmuel Malofsky. And actually, the interview I did with his surviving children in 1992, to our interview was one of the most requested programs that I've ever done. I've given away hundreds of recordings of that 2-hour interview. I was very, very proud of that. I have to play it again sometime in the next few months. I know there's some new people who have never heard it or never going back into the archives. But he was a contemporary of Yossel Rosenblatt. In fact, as I point out in my presentation, the children all talked about staying in Rosenblatt's summer home in Long Branch every year. The families were together, and it was a very, very close-knit relationship between Shmuel Malofsky and Yossel Rosenblatt. And there are a couple of recordings with the two of them together. In any event, we're going to hear Shmuel Malofsky with Veshomru. Shabbos le doiro iso le doiro iso beris 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 Oy sile
să șumani.
Well, have you ever heard a falsetto so beautiful, so extended? I cringe sometimes when I hear some of the cantors trying to go into falsetto, and most of the times I wish they would stay away from it, because very few can do what Molofsky just did. It was breathtaking, really, really breathtaking. And there's some very fine Chazanim on the scene today, but very few of them can match that kind of consistent, easy, beautiful falsetto. Naftali Herzig in his prime was also quite wonderful with that. Okay, another selection of Molofsky. This will be V'al Yedei, classic. Let me just make sure I have the right, there it is, four.
Yeah.
Yisrael, Ahavas Gilu Lo Yisrael. Lech Lech Achai Bamidbor Beyeretz Lo Yisrael. וזוכרתי אני את רישיוי סובי מן יורוי והכמוי שיר לוח והכמוי שיר בריסוי לוח בריסוי לוח Ibrahim Yakili, him yelled at him, yelled at Joshua. He yelled Dabi boy zukhiret kerenu ei, akino mume yaloi, akino mume yaloi erochei meruvim, rachim arachmenu, rachim arachmenu. Rachim arachamenu, neyom Adonai Shem.
Okay, Shmuel Belofsky, we haven't heard these two recordings for quite a while. I usually play Shomei Yaakov Bechios. And I was sort of looking, I said, oh my gosh, I really play it quite frequently because, well, it is one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites, but Shmuel Belofsky, his other recordings are magnificent also. But Shomei Yaakov Bechios, have to play it again. I will. How can you get sick of hearing such great stuff, even if we hear it over and over again? Okay, to my friend Yossi Malavani, we're going to be hearing a few selections. And, you know, one thing about Yossi is he's one of the more musical cantors. When I say musical, he's an outstanding pianist. And have you ever seen him? There was an event down at the Holocaust Memorial down by Battery Park. It was a few years back, and he sat at the piano and it just mesmerized everybody in the crowd. He was showing the different nuances of Nusach and so forth, and it was just one of these magnificent sessions. And he certainly is an extreme talent, extremely good talent. Let's hear Alti Ra. Don't know which choir. This is from an album with, I think it was recorded before live audiences. Let's hear Yossi with Alti Ra.
Mi pa' ha' di so' Save all.
Okay, Yossi Malavani. By the way, if you are still on top of this music, allow me to just point something out to you. If you receive the cantorial calendar, you probably took note of the fact that I wanted to give you a heads up for the last week, the last Shabbos of the year. December, I think it's 28th, 29th, 30th, or something like that. Over the years, people have come to Benny or to me saying, when are you ever going to bring back Shabbos Chazanut? Running Cantor's World, that was one of the most outstanding things that we've done. Yes, the concerts and the Metropolitan, those were all great, but it was the Shabbos weekends, which were so, so special. And we are in the early stages of trying to make a comeback. We sort of did that with the Sefira concert a few weeks ago at the Sfaradische Shul. It was under the direction, if you will, of Cantor's World, which is Benny and me. And we have some other exciting things that we're planning. Of course, the best-made plans of mice and men often go astray, but we are very optimistic about the future, and we are starting to do some negotiations to set forth plans for another Shabbos, our comeback, if you will, of Shabbat Chazanut, the end of the year. So if you're making plans and you're going to be around, you might want to just, and if you love Chazanus, you just might want to put that tentatively in your calendar, and you don't want to miss out on that. I think it's going to be a sellout crowd. If we do it, it will be. It will be. Okay, I'll keep you posted, and if you're not getting the calendar, you really should. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Just send an email. cbjmusic@aol.com, and in the subject just put calendar, and I'll put you on the distribution list, and you'll know what's going on, and not just with this, but within the world of Chazanut. Okay, Betzeis Yisrael, Yossi Malavani.
Beis Yaakov, me yam Elohez, Haisa Yelda, the Kodesh Ol, Yisrael, Mam Shel Osa, Ayom Lo, Vayonos, Ayarden, Yisrael, Ahor, Eyaim, Rakedo, Yevos kivenetzon.
Yossi Malavani. Received a CD, a new CD from a Daniel Kolthoff. He was a student at the Cantorial, Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute led by Naftali Herstik. And he served in the IDF as a military cantor, was appointed as IDF's deputy chief cantor. He appeared in many concert stages in Israel and abroad, and since 2014, he has served as chief cantor to the Hechel HaBanim Synagogue in Kfar Shmaryahu. Okay, I'm going to hear a couple of selections, maybe two or three if we have time, of Daniel Kolthoff. First, we begin with a Rivlin Hurstic composition of Hashkivenu.
Again, ser Satan mi le fanneinu me acharreinu.
Okay, this is the debut of the album of Daniel Kultoff. We'll next hear a Hyman Adler composition of Mim Komcha.
Baruch kevod Adoshem Mim Komcha. Mim Komcha, Mim Komcha, Mim Komcha.
Mim Komcha.
Mechakim anachnu lach, ki mechakim,
ki mechakim,
ki mechakim. Mechakim anachnu lach.
Oh.
Listening to Daniel Kolthoff, C-O-L-T-H-O-F. It's unusual for us to find a cantor who composes. Not many. This is a composition by Kolthoff, Shema Yisrael. This will be our final selection of the debut of his album.
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu.
Oh! והוא ישמיענו, והוא ישמיענו, ישמיענו ברחמיו. שני, שני, שני בעיני כל חי. והוא ישמיענו, והוא ישמיענו, ישמיענו ברחמיו. שני, שני, שני כלי כל חי.
והוא ישמיענו, והוא ישמיענו, ישמיענו ברחמיו. שני, ברחמיו שני, שני
ישמיענו ברחמיו שני, ברחמיו שני, שני בעיני כל חי.
We've been listening to this debut album, debut of the album for Daniel Kulthoff. This is Charlie Bernhout. I want to remind you that on June 11th, I'll be giving my Yossler's World presentation at Parkey Synagogue. That's on East 67th Street in Manhattan, 163 East 67th. It's 9:45. It'll be very, very interesting. I promise it. I promise you. Look forward to greeting some of you there. In the meantime, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So thanks for joining with me, and shalom.